Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Hey girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's episode because we're talking about a topic that is so freaking important. Your belief in yourself, like what you actually think is possible in your life in terms of your happiness, your fulfillment, and even your success, however you define success. Because right now, when you think about what's possible in your life, you're likely capping your own potential, like putting a limit on what you're capable of doing in your one shot here. And we do it as humans, right? Like I do it too. Either we get scared and we're like, oh, I don't know if I want to shoot for that thing, or we tell ourselves some BS stories that aren't serving us. And we often don't even realize the thought patterns that we have. Because honestly, if you're thinking a thought over and over again so many times, it becomes a belief. And if that belief is not true or it's not serving you, that belief has got to go like bye-bye because you've got one shot here and I know you want to make it count. And I like to think of us like we're girlfriends on this podcast, like we're chatting over coffee or wine or maybe a spicy margarita when we're feeling saucy. So friend to friend, I want you to achieve all of those dreams on your heart. I want you to have this juicy life that you're obsessed with. And honestly, you are too damn capable, gifted with too much freaking potential to be the only thing standing in your way. So we are going to really dig into this today. Okay, I hope you're excited. But first, quick reminder, today is the last day to snag your spot in the collective. Like we are closing registration today. And if you don't know what the collective is, it's my global personal development community. I legit designed it for women like you. Women that vibe with this style of Empower Her podcast, but love personal growth. And you want to level up in your life, your career, your relationships, your health goals, whatever goals and dreams you have on your heart, you want to level up. And we dive so much more into personal development content than I can on a podcast because we have video content that you get access to in a Netflix style portal. And we do live calls like coffee chats, Q&A with me, virtual happy hours where we celebrate personal growth wins. We have an entire Facebook community that I'm super involved in. We bring in guest speakers and we've got all of these cool ways to connect both you and I, but also to connect you with women from all across the globe who love personal growth like you. So to snag your spot, go to the show notes or go to KeishaFitzgerald.com/the collective or of course you can always like slide into my DMs and say, Keish, I want into the collective and I can give you a rundown. Okay. I just don't want you to miss out on this month's topic. In the collective, we've got a different personal growth topic theme every month. And September is all about resilience. And right now, more than ever, we need to build up that resilience muscle. And the environment that you have around you, like the people that you interact with and the thoughts and beliefs that they have, really affects you. So I want to loop you into an environment that could really serve you to help get you where you want to go. And truly, I want to get to know you better because in the collective, I get a lot more opportunities to interact with you than I can through this podcast. And that connection is so important. So say no to FOMO, jump on into the collective, and I can't wait to see you in there. So, okay, now let's dive in because today's episode is really important and super juicy. But first, before we dive into a couple of steps that I want to share with you, we've got to get on the same page. Okay. We want to talk about how to change a belief of what's possible. But first, we have to recognize that a thought that you're thinking over and over again is actually how your belief is often formed. Like according to the dictionary, yep, I brought in Webster's, belief is an acceptance that a statement is true or that something exists. Basically, you think a thought, You think that thought again, you think it over and over again, and eventually it becomes a belief. And then you accept that belief as truth. And beliefs that are serving us or helping us show up in the world in a positive way that, you know, are really helping us get where we want to go, those beliefs are great. But the problem comes in when that initial thought that you have that was then thought over and over and over again became a belief and you accepted it as truth and it's not actually serving you. Like if that thought is implying that you're not capable or you're not worthy of living a life that you're obsessed with, then crap, girl, we got to fix that. Right? And honestly, I think it's a concept, this idea of changing your beliefs can be done in three steps. And we're going to break down each step. Number one, becoming aware of your beliefs, like becoming aware of them in the first place, because we got to start there. Then number two, questioning their validity, as in, are these actually true? Are they serving me? And then number three, creating a better environment to grow and expand your beliefs of what's possible for you in your life. Okay, so let's start with becoming aware. Step number one, if you don't know it's a problem, or if you don't know that it's not serving you, then you can't make a change. So you've got to start there with basically anything that you want to make a change in is identifying the thoughts that you're actually thinking. And girls that are in the collective, you know, this is my jam for any topic theme that we have in the collective. We've got to take inventory on our thoughts about it so we can decide where we want to go. So when we're becoming aware of our own beliefs and what we're actually capable of, we've got to start with a question. And I think a really powerful one, maybe you could jot this down in like the notes section of your phone if you're taking notes or if you're cruising on the freeway, it's okay. I'll say it to you in a way that you can remember this. What is a result or outcome you want in your life? And what is the reason that you aren't there? I'll say it one more time. What is a result or outcome you want in your life? And what is the reason that you aren't there? And it seems like a very common sense, basic question, but it's not common practice to actually take the time and think about our answer to that. Because often we could just spit out an answer, but we're not even questioning if that answer actually makes sense. So maybe you say, you know, I'm not where I want to be in my career because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm lost. And that's just your reaction if you were to ask yourself that question. Or maybe you say, I'm not where I want to be health-wise because I'm not disciplined like other people are. And then you just believe that to be true. You don't even question it. Or maybe you say you're not where you want to be in terms of your relationships or your friendships because you're not outgoing. And then you just accept that as truth. And if you think about that and you think about your specific answer to the question, what is a result or outcome you want in your life? And what is the reason that you aren't there? And you really sit in that for a second. Are you saying a conditional statement as if it's not possible for you to change? Are you saying something like, I am blank or I am not blank? And you're saying it in a way that it's not situational, but it's conditional as in it cannot change. Because remember, girl, you're a constantly evolving person, which means you can change. We've got to adopt this growth mindset that we can constantly evolve and become the women that we want to be. At any point in time that we want to change, we can. And even more than just those conditional statements like I am blank or I am not blank, is your answer to that question capping your potential, assuming that you're never actually going to be able to become the person who can accomplish that goal that you have, right? Like, is your answer to that question assuming that you're never actually going to be able to get there, wherever there is for you? Is your answer to that question implying that you aren't worthy of success or happiness or fulfillment? And honestly, girl, is your answer to that question based off facts, like actual information, or is it some BS thought that you thought so many times over and over again that it became a belief and you accepted that belief to be true and that isn't actually true and it's not helping get you where you want to go? Because sometimes when we've thought something for so long and we accept it, but it's actually a ton of BS and it's been circulating around in our head for so long, we wonder why we're stuck and we think that we're always going to be stuck, but that's not the reality. The first step to changing your beliefs of like what you think is possible for yourself in your life has to come from just that simple exercise, asking yourself that question and becoming aware of your own answer and the thoughts that you're thinking about your life. And once you've actually taken inventory and become aware of the thoughts that you're thinking, then you can actually do something about it. So think about that question. What is a result or outcome that you want in your life in whatever area that you're working on? And what is the reason that you aren't there? Like, jot that down, journal it out, like really simmer on that. Cause then we can step into number two, which is where we actually start to question those thoughts that we have. This is how we can change our beliefs, right? We take inventory, become aware of them so we can identify that it's a problem. If it's not helping us get where we want to go, then we can question those thoughts. And honestly, questioning thoughts is legit one of my favorite things to do, which maybe sounds kind of like dorky, but it's one of the reasons I developed the collective, my personal development community, because I love helping other women question their own beliefs to help them create new beliefs that actually serve them. So asking yourself, is this belief actually true? Is this belief based off of who I am now, or who someone else thinks I should be, who society thinks I should be, who my mom thinks I should be, who my best friends think I should be, who my sister thinks I should be, who my significant other thinks I should be? Is it based off who you actually want to be? Because our brains love to look for evidence to prove our thoughts to be true, right? Like, that's the whole concept of confirmation bias. So you're really going to have to fight against your brain's natural tendency to prove yourself right and look for evidence to prove yourself wrong about your own beliefs if they're not serving you. So for example, you might have to look for people that are proof of what's possible for you because they've done it, right? You might have to actually scan for evidence to disprove your own logic. For example, maybe you're a mom and you're saying, I can't build the business that I want because I'm so busy. I'm a mom. It's different for me. Your brain can look for evidence to think that people that are crushing it in their careers or their businesses are not moms. So it's different for you. Or you can look for evidence to disprove your thought that's not serving you. You can look for other moms that have done it, right? Like, are there any other moms that have two young kids just like you that have done it? Great. It's possible. Someone else did it. You can do it too. The only difference between you and that person that did it is they're thinking different thoughts. They've got different beliefs. And when those beliefs don't serve them, they're questioning those beliefs on if they're true. And then they're changing the beliefs to help get them where they want to go, right? Or for example, maybe you're saying something like, I'm not qualified to do that. Well, has anyone else done it that was not qualified? And it's funny because I've had people ask me, you know, they've said to me, I haven't done any like training. I don't have any certifications in personal development, but I want to start a personal development podcast. What do you think about that? I'm like, well, I think you can do it because I've done it, right? I don't have any credentials. I'm just sharing with you what I'm learning in real time in hopes that it can help you too, right? So look for someone else as proof of what's possible. And when you're telling yourself, I'm not qualified to do that, is there anybody else that has done it? And truthfully, when you say that, like, I've never done it before, I don't know how, so I probably can't, does that logic actually make sense? Because girl, have you ever done anything for the first time? My answer is going to be 100% hell yes, because I don't think that you're crawling into your office or when you're going to the grocery store, meaning that you did learn how to walk at some point in your life, right? Maybe you fell down like 800 million times, but you figured out how to walk, which means straight out the womb, you've been figuring out how to do things for the first time. So you can do it too. Don't decide that because you're an adult, now you have to be great at everything when you first start. That's literally not how you learn. So I get it. It can be really tough and honestly just feel really weird questioning your own beliefs. And we don't like to be wrong, right? As humans, we crave certainty. We love to be right. And duh, it's way more fun to be right than wrong, of course. But it's even more fun to build a life that you really freaking love if you can identify the beliefs that you have and then question their validity with this curiosity lens, and then even look to prove yourself wrong, looking for evidence of what's possible, then you get to really experience how freaking capable you are and how you've got so much more potential than you even give yourself credit for. That's when you really get to soar. And it's funny because whenever I'm feeling this feeling that maybe you can connect with, I explain it to my fiance, Sina, where like, I feel as if internally I'm like a pot of boiling water. this is going to sound weird, but I think you'll get it. Right. A pot, and I'm full of water, and I've got a lid on the pot, and it's starting to slowly bubble up. So the lid is kind of just like it's about to fly off the top, and it kind of feels uncomfortable because you know, you're like brewing on something. Like you feel it kind of just popping up in your stomach. You feel it in your body, but it's also really exhilarating because you're one step away from blowing the lid off your freaking potential and doing the damn thing. Right? So take this identification of your beliefs and really taking inventory on them, questioning them, and then buckle up to blow your mind with step number three, which is creating an environment to actually grow your beliefs in. And in my mind, this starts with this willingness to have a different belief from old you or from someone else in the first place. Okay, because not everybody's going to understand you. They're not going to understand why you want to go for these dreams or question a belief that you've had for a really long time. That if you've had a belief for a really long time and you've got a lot of people around you, right? Friends, family, significant other, you probably share those beliefs with them, right? Like often we become a byproduct of the people that we surround ourselves with. So we often absorb their beliefs too, or we absorb their ideas of what's possible. And it can feel really hard to experience the resistance or friction that comes from pushing against beliefs. And it can feel isolating. And as humans, we're not designed to do things alone or go against the grain or get out of the tribe, right? That's why so often when people say things like, you know, put your blinders on, screw what everybody else is doing, like stay in your own lane, just do you. I understand the logic and the intention, I think is really good, right? I agree it's important not to look around at what everybody else is doing. That's when comparisonitis holds us back. But I also think it's important that we acknowledge that as humans, we are legitimately wired for connection and for belonging. And when we understand that, it makes it easier to process that change is difficult because we can understand that it's not going to always feel comfortable to do something different, especially if it's different than what other people around you are doing, especially if that belief is not congruent with the person that you used to be, but you want to change. It's not always going to feel comfortable to think differently than someone around you, right? If they've thought the same thing as you for a really long time, and it's not actually going to feel comfortable to think different than what you have thought for a long time, because your brain is not wired for the uncertainty of a new belief when it's been comfy in an old belief, right? Even if that belief is not serving you, it's comfier than a new belief. But you can create an environment where you question your own beliefs when you practice, when you keep putting your reps in with this exercise, it becomes easier. But it's just going to start with like that very first time that you really start to acknowledge your own thoughts and your own beliefs and question them. It's going to feel weird. It's not going to feel very good. But remind yourself, you're going to be okay, right? It's not always going to feel like you're going to be okay because growth and looking for evidence to prove your old beliefs wrong is really weird and uncomfortable, but it is a requirement for you to expand your mind and really start to think about what's possible for you and blow the lid off of what you currently think you're capable of doing. And truly, for a woman like you, you're going to be so much more fulfilled and proud of yourself when you're reaching for your own potential. Right? I know you. I'm like you in so many ways, which is why I have this podcast. Like, come with me. Let's figure it out together. And it's done in this style because I get it. You've got big dreams and goals and a vision for your life. So it's so important that we start to question our own beliefs. And girl, if you need a community of women to help you create an environment that's more conducive for your growth that you crave, or you want to be more connected to me, join the collective before we close registration so we can do this together, because it takes work and it's not easy, but it's so freaking worth it. And at the end of the day, keep in mind, I've mentioned this quote before on the podcast, but it's one of my favorites ever by Sean Aker. And he wrote The Happiness Advantage. He says, happiness is not the belief that we need, that we don't need to change. It's the realization that we can. Happiness is not the belief that we don't need to change. It's the realization that we can. So become aware of your own beliefs in the first place. That's step number one. Then step number two, question their validity, right? Because if they're not helping get you where you want to go, we got to change them. And then number three, create a better environment that's going to help you grow and expand and blow the lid off your potential, because you've got minds to blow with how freaking capable you are. And girl, I say you start with yours. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.